This is the Outdoor Living Hour, and we're replaying some of our favorite moments from 2016. Here's more with John Eisenhower giving more great advice on taking care of your trees.
As we were going into the break, we had taken a call about some root problems. Some of your talking points here relate to roots and what happens to roots in the wintertime. I think that's an appropriate time to cover this talking point before we get to Bill. And the call's online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Well, there's an adage that says, as go the roots, so go the shoots. The below-ground portions of our trees, if they're healthy, contribute to the above-ground parts of the trees. Unfortunately, all we see is the above-ground portions of the tree. So we're often diagnosing problems related to what we can see. We're examining the leaves. We're examining for insects. We're looking at other symptoms and signs. But quite often, in fact, the majority of tree problems are related to what's not happening underground or what is happening underground. Compacted soil, for instance, root architecture problems, you know, poor quality nursery stock, or just nutrient deficiencies, problems with irrigation, too much water, not enough water. But I want to talk a little bit about the importance of getting your roots healthy. If you get the roots of your trees, give them the best opportunity for the best development in good quality soil, nutrient-rich soil, you'll have, you know, far fewer problems above ground. You won't have to be worrying about the above ground parts of your tree. I wanted to just talk a little bit about getting your trees ready for winter. There's a great deal of research that indicates that root activity continues through the winter. It slows down at a much slower rate than the above ground parts of the tree. As they begin to slow down in winter, the roots are still in insulated soil. They're not getting, the soil temperatures are staying relatively warm, temperate, even as the above ground parts of the trees are cooling and the metabolism of the trees are slowing down. The research shows that the root activity continues sometimes all the way through the winter period of time. A lot of root growth takes place during the winter months. Consequently, research has shown that if you're going to fertilize your trees once a year, which most of our customers do. We do have customers who are on a quarterly fertilizer basis, and we fertilize their trees on a regular basis, like for their citrus, and sometimes we do some palm tree, queen palm fertilizer treatments a couple of times during the year because we find that we have the best success and the requirements of the tree demand that. But if you're going to fertilize your trees once a year, fall fertilization has been shown to be the most effective because the trees are uptaking the fertilizer throughout the fall and winter months, getting ready for the spring push of growth. If we're fertilizing our trees in spring or summer, you're kind of after the fact because the trees need the stored nutrients in fall to be able to have a nice, healthy push of new growth in the spring and summer. And the fall fertilization is really the best time to do that. So I'd encourage you to consider putting down a good quality fertilizer. People say, well, hey, I thought you weren't supposed to fertilize in the fall because that will push out some new growth, which will be frost sensitive and maybe end up burning. Well, that's often true, but what we recommend is applying a low nitrogen fertilizer product, high in micronutrients and vitamins that will give the good, healthy push for that root development throughout the fall and winter months, but yet not pushing out a lot of top growth in the tree. So there's a way of doing both, you know, encouraging that nice root development, but not doing it in a way that's going to push out a bunch of juvenile growth late in the year, which could be subject to frost damage.
On a deciduous tree, should you be watering those roots when the leaves are dropped? I've heard various things. Like some people say there's absolutely no point to doing it, and some say, no, they still do need the water.
Yeah, well, of course, because we don't have the high ambient temperatures, you know, through the winter, we're not getting the evaporation, the evapotranspiration, and also the trees are not photosynthesizing as actively, respiring, giving off water vapor. So the water needs of plants decrease significantly in the winter. But that being said, trees, all plants still need an occasional watering during the winter. You can reduce that watering cycle, of course, or the duration, but Be sure that you're watering your trees deeply at least a couple, two or three times during the winter. Speaking of which, it also helps to prepare the trees for frost because soil that's holding water is higher in temperature, so it's going to be less susceptible to frost damage. They even recommend, watering all of your trees prior to a very heavy frost because the soil that's moist will actually be releasing some of that moisture, keeping the humidity around the trees a little higher, which will minimize their risk of frost damage if we have a really hard cold snap. Watering is really essential to all your winter trees. Back to the point of preparation of the root zone and trying to encourage that root zone, fertilizing is the first thing. If you want to do that, you need to be doing that soon, probably in the next month or so. It doesn't help to be fertilizing in December, but in the next month or so, probably mid-November, we'll sort of be tapering off all of our fertilizing programs. Now's the time to get on the calendar, get on the schedule to do that. The other thing you might want to consider at the same time you're doing fertilizing, if you have the ability, is to put down a light layer of compost over the root zone of your trees. Again, the compost encourages nitrogen cycling, reduces evapotranspiration, so it's holding moisture close to the soil. Keeping that root system nice and warm throughout the winter months. Of course, there are other benefits of dust control and erosion control and just improving the soil microbiology by encouraging that breakdown of the compost. A good quality finished compost is just a really great thing. It's like putting a winter blanket over the root zone of your trees. I know we can't do that sometimes if you've got a decomposed granite yard, but actually the granite is a mulch itself and it's providing some insulation, but it's not giving you the nutrient contribution that a good quality mulch would give you.
And as you're mulching, you don't want to cover the trunk of the tree.
Right, good point. You don't want that. You don't want that compost right up against the trunk because that ends up encouraging moisture to be wicked up against the trunk tissue, which can cause some issues. Also, you don't want the mulch, no matter where it's put on, all the way out to the drip line of the tree, if possible. Don't make it too thick. We're talking about 1 or 2 inches of depth of compost. This is one of those cases where a little more of a good thing isn't better. People feel like if 2 or 3 inches of compost is good, then 4 or 6 inches have to be better. No. What happens when you start getting that much mulch is you're going to be capping the soil from oxygen, and the root zone needs oxygen too, and that's transferred through the soil profile. And so you have to have a breathable layer of compost there that's going to let that oxygen in. And also the soil is actually breathing and putting out carbon dioxide and methane gas. So as oxygen is going into the soil, those other bad gases are being released from the soil. And so you don't want to put a cap of heavy soil of any kind of texture over the top of that root zone.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.